We love it.
We're slushing around over there in this weather right now.
Yeah, some crazy shit still.
Yeah, I could imagine. We're doing this one today in a snowstorm, bro. I got you. I made you put on the headphones because I want to make sure that we start off with some music before we get into our conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can hear yourself proper in the headphones and stuff?
Yeah, I can hear myself still.
Proper. All right. Let's get it popping.
I don't got them keys.
It's about to go down. Let's go.
We love hip hop.
When our love gone, feel we fell apart. I knew you was poison, I'd rather play it smart. Already felt that failure, knew it from the start. I done love my feelings, my heart up in the stars. I can't trust nobody, I'd rather pop a bottle. I'd rather see Rolls Royce, I was riding high. Even when they have a penny,
right? Some pain music right here, bro.
You think I get that million, I'm setting off. Bad bruh, back up.
Okay. All right, let's get it popping. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread here with another interview for your head top. Before we get into this, I want to give a big salute to the sponsors. Big salute to Diamond Club. They got delivery all over the GTA and across Canada. If you need that loud edibles, pens, anything you need, hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, and use the code WeLoveHipHop if you need a little discount. Also, if you need that grabber, hit up Steaming Hot Grabber. They got all different types of grabber flavors and different types of dispensers and stuff that you can use the grabber in. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabber, and also use the code WeLoveHipHop for a discount. And one last thing. Big salute to Exotic Hot Pot, CA. Okay. They got some serious loud and gear and all types of merchandise, sick packaging as well. Hit them up on their Instagram page, exotichotpot.ca, and let them know that the We Love Hip Hop Boys sent you over there. You know what I mean? But I love to do these interviews here where I get to see or get to know new artists in the scene and get to, you know, start to, the beginning of their journey before they get super famous and they're walking on the red carpets and stuff like that. And then I'm like, they don't even know the Boy Friday anymore. You know what I'm saying? So with no further ado, we have 00 in the motherfucking building.
In Blackball Records.
What's going on, fam?
I'm here. I'm just living, you know?
Yeah. A little bit closer to the mic right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm just here, just living, you know? Just taking it easy every day, you know?
Yeah, man. And thanks for coming through, bro. Like, it's like I said in the beginning, it's like we're going through a snowstorm right now. And like, you're coming all the way from the West End over here to Utopia Records Studio here in the East. So I respect it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we have the hustle. We're hungry, right?
Yeah. And, you know, even with you, like with us starting the year off, right?
Yeah.
You know, I've been going through your catalog and stuff like that. I see you dropping some tunes. What was the most recent thing that you dropped out of all your tunes right now?
I just dropped a single called Hold Me Down.
Okay, so that's your most recent?
Yeah, my most recent single, Hold Me Down.
Okay, what made you decide to release that one? Because that one's very heartfelt right there. Like, yeah, you're talking some real shit on there.
I was working on that for like 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I made the record and then we went to the studio and dropped it.
Okay.
And then after all my homies were telling me, yo, this shit's fucking fire, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to swear on this.
You can swear. My bad,
you know?
Yeah, I'll cut the curses out.
Everybody was saying that show was fire, so I just decided, you know, shoot a video.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
The video process took very long.
Why?
Because just to get it perfected, you know?
Mm.
I don't like to rush the art of the things, you know? I like to take my time with it.
And even with your music videos and stuff, are you conceptualizing the videos yourself or like you leave it on the director to do it?
No, me and the director are head to head with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, this being the first time that I'm getting the chance to sit down and have a conversation with you,
yeah.
I want to, you know, be able to get your history and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So let's go back, right? From what I'm seeing just from my research, you're repping Brampton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you start your life in Brampton, or did you move from somewhere else?
Yeah, I lived in Brampton my whole life. Mm-hmm. My whole life, I lived in Brampton still.
So what was Brampton, Brampton like?
Baby, Peel Baby, you know?
Peel Baby.
Shout out to Peel Babies, you know?
Yeah. So what was Brampton like for you growing up, man?
Well, Brampton was fun. Growing up, it was fun. It was crazy. Like, every day was action, you know?
Yeah.
I was outside since a kid. If you know me, ask about Double O. Everybody in Brampton from the city, like, you know, everybody knows me. You know, I've been outside since a kid. I've been running around, you know?
Yeah.
Just having fun, you know?
And and you're a tall gentleman, so I would imagine you're probably on the basketball court too.
I was on the basketball court. You know, I played with RJ Barrett, Andrew Nembhard, AJ Lawson, just to name a few, you know, a couple, you know, went to the NBA, took it far, you know.
Okay. Did you have hoop dreams as well?
I had hoop dreams. I had serious hoop dreams. I thought I was going to the NBA. Yeah, but just, you know, some stuff happened in life and it just took an alternate route, you know.
Yeah. And what was the household like? Like, you know, brothers and sisters, only child? Like, what was that like?
I grew up with four brothers. I have four brothers, two older, two younger.
Damn. Yeah. So you're the middle child.
Yeah, the middle, the black boy, you know?
Okay. So that's an interesting dynamic right there.
Mm-hmm.
So being the middle child, you got to deal with the hand-me-downs.
Yeah, hand-me-downs all day. Mm-hmm. Hand-me-downs all day. I'm all taken from my older and my younger brothers, you know, you know, mixing and matching.
It's a lot of men in the house, fam. Like, and both parents were in the house or?
Yeah, both parents.
Okay.
I had both parents pretty much until I was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There must have been a lot of action going on. Like, there's five men in the crib, bro. Like, fighting. Was it like
fights
wild?
Every day? Every day we're banging out, busting heads, slamming heads into the table, stomping each other out. Waking up the next morning, we're best friends, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you learn your brother's your brother at the end of the day. You got him to the end, you know?
Yeah.
You wake up in the same house, you have to find a way to live together, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's interesting, man. Yeah. Because then that would actually lead us even into the music part, because with five brothers, you're probably hearing hip hop from early.
Mm-hmm.
What were your brothers listening to? Your oldest brother. Let's go with that. What was your oldest brother listening to?
106 and Park Bear, Bow Wow, Chris Brown. You know, like, you know, BT Jams, T-Pain, Lil Wayne, all of that, you know?
Yeah. And were you fucking with it when you heard it then? Or
I was super fucking with that.
Yeah.
That was the shit when we were younger, you know?
Favorite rapper when you were... Let me pick an age. Like 10.
My favorite rapper when we were 10?
Like before you were a teenager.
Oh, I think I unplugged it.
Yeah, I got you.
My bad. But yeah, my bad, yo.
Yeah. Favorite rapper when you were like 10 years old.
When I was 10?
Yeah. Like before you were a teenager.
Lil Wayne, Weezy.
Yeah.
100% Weezy, the Carter.
Oh, that's Carter, my favorite Wayne.
That's my favorite rapper to this day, Lil Wayne. Yeah.
Okay. So what made you decide now, let me get into it?
What made me decide to get into rap? I've been rapping since I was like 12. We used to freestyle on the playground at school all day. I used to be one of the best, you know? Me and my homie Juice, we used to freestyle.
And, like, you know, off the head freestyles?
Yeah, off the top freestyle.
Okay.
Off the top freestyle, like, what's it called? Battle rap, you know?
Did you ever get into like the battle rap leagues and stuff like that?
No. Just like in school, just in school, you know?
Yeah. So then what about the booth now? Like, when's the first time you decided,
I went into the booth, I was around 15 years old. It was after school.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Houdini. Houdini RIP. Brought me to the studio for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you meet Houdini?
We went to school together. He was my next door neighbor.
Oh.
In Brampton, yeah.
We love hip hop.
Thanks to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network, and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer! Okay.
He was my next door neighbor. Like, I just hopped the fence. His house is right there, you know?
And were you seeing him already getting popping on the music scene from them times?
I know him from way before that.
Okay.
I know Dado. I don't, like, you know, I know Dado.
Yeah.
R.I.P. bro.
No, R.I.P. Houdini. So when he brought you to the studio the first time, you know, because I've had my conversations with Houdini as well, and I know his history as far as his music game, right?
Yeah.
Was he already like, did he already have songs out? Like big songs out?
Nah, he didn't.
Or was he still like on the SoundCloud tip?
He was like on the SoundCloud. Me and him were going crazy on the SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, it used to be like, yo, who's better, Double or Houdini?
Okay.
Who's better, Double or Houdini, every day?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're both going at it, you know?
Yeah.
We're even competitive with it too, you know?
So, what was the first studio session like?
The first studio session, I made a track called All I Know.
Okay.
We played the beat and I was rapping. And this guy's like, yo, go in the booth and record.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep freestyling outside the booth, you know? So yeah, I went in the booth and everybody's like, yo, this is crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I was the youngest one over there, you know? So this guy went on the second verse and he couldn't finish it because he just couldn't finish the second verse, you know? Mm-hmm. But I still ended up dropping the song. It's called All I Know.
It's on
SoundCloud right now. That's the first song I ever dropped.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at that point, were you serious about it or was it still like, you know what? This music thing's cool, but like...
I wasn't serious. I never took it serious.
Mm.
I was too busy doing other things, you know?
Yeah.
I never had the means to even record and like, you know, I wasn't drippy enough and I never had the money to be a rapper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was rapping for fun, really, you know?
Yeah. So what made you say, you know, I'm going to start taking it serious? Because for you to have a Spotify profile and different things like that, to me, at that point, like, you're taking rap more seriously. This is a business now. This is something I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when was that turning point?
At that turning point, that's like, I had to bring it like maybe like 7 years later when I turned 20, 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some shit happened in my life. And I just decided to start taking rap serious since that incident, you know?
Yeah. Well, from when listening to your songs, like you seems like you went away a few times still.
Yeah. I went away. I even went to Africa for like 9 months.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to Ghana. Yeah.
Is that where your family's from?
Yeah, that's where my mom lives. My mom lives in Ghana.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where my pops is from. R.I.P.
We have the blood ties, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, you know, that's original, you know?
So you went home.
Yeah, I went home.
Yeah.
You know, my mom told me I was going for a week, ended up taking away my passport, taking away my birth certificate, my license, everything. She took everything, hid it away.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she just sent me to the village, man.
So I need to know what that was like, man, because that's a whole experience on its own, bro.
That was crazy. That was a crazy time in my life.
Mm.
That was a crazy time. That was one of the lowest periods of my life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're in Ghana, bro.
Yeah.
Ghana's a beautiful country.
Beautiful country, but like, you know, I was just going through a lot of things, you know? I never went over there for a vacation.
Mm.
I was basically sent over there.
You're sent home, sent away, basically. Sent away, you're doing too much trouble.
Yeah, too much trouble and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Back in the day, they always tell you, you know, when you get in trouble, we're going to send you away, but they don't really do it, you know?
Yeah.
It hit different when they actually send you away. It do hit different.
Yeah.
It do hit different.
Well, fam, I would imagine, you know, and listen, I'm just speaking from the outside. Parents are always looking for the best, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, especially when it comes to Ghanaian parents, are more strict,
mm-hmm.
right? That's better going back to Ghana than sitting in like the South or something over here.
The South? Like the South of what?
The South detention, bro. Like, I'd rather be in Ghana
I've been to jail.
Yeah.
I've been in and out of jail my whole teen life.
Mm-hmm.
So jail's nothing to me. It's not like I'm scared to go to jail.
Yeah.
It's not about jail. It's like you're in a different country where your real peoples you can't even connect to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I only have really, like, obviously I have my family in Ghana.
Yeah.
But they're in a village.
Yeah.
And that's real poverty. So when you see that with your own eyes, like, it's crazy. You
hit
know?
Different.
It hit different.
What does poverty look like in Ghana, bro? Like,
it's terrible
for us from the outside. Like, is there like people have their own like bathrooms? No, like what's going on?
What do you mean a bathroom? There's no such thing as a bathroom.
Mm.
You use the bathroom and you sleep in the same spot.
Wow.
I'm talking about bathroom. Your bathroom is your living room.
Mm.
Your kitchen. you know?
Yeah.
I have blood that are living through that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I take this music serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's hits different because, you know, even with you now making music, do you still connect? Cause like you make hip hop, you make drill, you do different things.
Yeah.
Right. But what about even with your Ghanaian connection? Do you have people out there that are fucking with your music?
Fucking with my music?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I have a lot of people who are fucking with my music in Ghana. Like when I walk around the streets, they're yelling on my name, 00, 00,
mm-hmm.
00, you have to blow, save us one day, save us. I give them money, you know?
Yeah.
I buy them food. I give them my shirt off my back. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
For real. Like no cap.
No, that's real life, bro. Give me the reason behind the name 00.
I'm born in 2000, so I was always the youngest around, you know? So one day, my homie, Zally, he's like, yo, 00. And I'm like, what do you mean 00? That sounds too crazy, you know? Just call me 00. And everybody's been calling me 00 since that day, you know?
Is it just 00? Or am I mistaken also? Because I feel like I've seen 00 Baby as well.
No, 00 Baby is because I'm a 2000 baby. I'm born in 2000. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Type shit, you know?
Now, did you see that there's another 00 Baby on YouTube?
No. Never heard of that.
No?
Nah.
Did you
if there's another 00, it's not authentic, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a fake 00.
Don't you find it hard to find your name though sometimes because of the name 00?
Every time I search my music, I find it quickly.
Mm.
People tell me the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, you're the hardest 00. You're the only 00 we know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I got some questions to ask you, some things I've seen on when I be going through my timelines and stuff. Okay. I'm not going to ask you about no op shit and none of that bullshit. We ain't here for that. But you did make one post. You said, I ain't paying none of these blogs.
I'm not paying no blogs. Want to know why?
Tell me, please. Now that I have you here. Big Sleuth Steven Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steven Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steven Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer. Big salute to this episode's sponsor, Exotic Hot Pots, with great strains and merch and delivery all across the GTA. You can hit them up on their Instagram page, Exotic Hot Pot CA, or subscribe to their Telegram at Exotic Hot Pot. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop podcast. Salute to the sponsors. Cheer!
All right, the reason I said that is because when you do some dumb shit, you crash out, that's when they post you. That's when they want to, publicize all of that like bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing good, you're making productive music, you know, you're putting on for your community, they don't want to post that.
Yeah.
They ask you for money. So if I go do some dumb shit, I crash out, God forbid, go to jail, you're going to post me.
That's a good point.
I'm out here making good music, you don't want to post it, you ask me for $30?
Well, on the side of the blogs, you know what I'm saying? There is, you know, people, they build up their platform, you know, there's a whole bunch of rappers that are getting at, and I'm putting myself included as one of the blogs, you know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of rappers that get at us and want to get posting all the time, you know what I'm saying? That's why they're like, yo, fam, I'm going to need a little something to post that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're getting real estate on a page that might have 30,000, 100,000 followers, shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the reason behind why the blogs are asking that. But you do make a good point, though.
Yeah.
You do crash out, something happens, we're probably going to end up posting you anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With the last slide being your tune.
I don't understand why.
Though. A little bit closer to the mic right there.
I don't understand why, though, you know? It doesn't make sense because when you see me rapping, I'm not doing it for clout. I'm doing it for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm doing it for my people. You know, I'm doing it to make ends meet.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't try to take from me, you know, help me, let's build.
Mm.
I'll give you the content that you want. I'll make it like, you see, what do you want to see? Lambos? You want to see Maybachs?
Mm.
Rolls Royces? I'll bring all of those to the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll bring the drip to the table. I'll bring whatever to the table. So let's work.
Well, fam, listen, this is what platforms like this is for, you know what I'm saying? So that you could actually get the full length explanation off rather than like a story post or something. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yo,
I have love for Six Sounds, Kenzo Too Neat. What's the other one?
Canadian Underground Kings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have love for all of those posts because at the end of the day, they still post me, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, we'll find a way to work. I'll pay you guys if you want, but let's do this the right way, you know? Let's help the city. Let's help the city win, you know?
Yeah. And
I'm not even saying just for me. I'm speaking for every artist, not just for me, every single artist. There's a lot of artists out here who are pushing out good music from every side of the city, you know?
Yeah.
Every single side of the city. For real.
No, you're right.
Like, not even to be biased, you know?
No, you're right, fam. No, it's real talk, fam, because, you know, I've seen Six Buzz take offense to it and stuff like that, and I even kind of reacted to it. To be honest, I reacted to the wrong 00, right? It was a whole other 00. That's why I asked you.
Yeah, yeah.
Whole other story. But the whole thing, what you're saying, like, you know, we can work hand in hand with the blogs rather than, you know, waiting for a man to crash out, because
100%
the scene is messed up right now, fam. A lot of the times, like, I found out about you through the blogs.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know,
to be honest, like, the first time I found out about you, I think it could have been Six Sounds post you. I don't even remember what the post was about. It was like 00 says something about something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then from there, I started doing my research. So we definitely kind of need each other in the end of the day.
100%.
Let me ask you also though, because you, like I said, you did, you do different types of music, but you do some drill.
Yeah.
Why do rappers make drill music? Explain this to me, please.
Because that's what's in it. That's what we grew up off of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I grew up on, you know? Listening to Fredo Santana every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, now when I record it in the booth, that's what's in my head every day.
Yeah.
Same type of thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just add my own style to it now, you know?
Yeah.
Not only drill. I don't only make drill music though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I never dropped a drill song in a while, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You, most of the time that I did hear you on any type of drill, that's why I say you do different types of music. But anytime I did hear you on any type of drill, it's more like a feature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But because
you did your research.
Yeah, fam, I have to, bro. I feel like anytime I'm going to sit here, talk to an individual who has the potential to go on and become a huge star, I got to do my research, bro.
You have to, you know?
Yeah. And you make good music, fam.
100%. I'm not going to lie. I personally feel like I make some of the best music in the city, you know?
Mm.
And I know a lot of artists would say that, but I have a lot of music in the vault that I'm going to drop and you guys will see. You guys are going to hear it, you know? And let it speak for itself.
Yeah, we need like a full, at least an EP soon, bro.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to come. All of that's going to come with time, you know? We're just making sure everything comes out right. We don't want to give you the wrong music, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna go down with it.
Yeah. What do you look at as the full 00 plan?
The full 00 plan?
Yeah.
Personally?
Like the full, now you're the guy. You know what I'm saying? You're the top of the mountain. You did all that you needed to do. What are those things?
Personally? I want to be the biggest artist in the world, not just the city. I'm talking international, the biggest artist in the world. Like any type of genre of music, I'm on that.
Yeah.
If it's country, jazz, I'm on that.
Mm.
I'm involved, you know? My sound is on the thing. Like even if it's, I'm on the ghostwriter side of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to be involved in all the music, the best music in the world, you know? You're going to hear 00 Black Ball Productions. We're going to push. You're going to see. At the end of the day, we're going to shine, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to come with time. But everything that's perfect takes time, you know?
Yeah. You ever think of getting into like movies and shit like that? Fashion and stuff?
Personally, right now, I don't see myself getting into fashion, but I could see myself on like a movie, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe a movie about my life.
Because
if I had a movie about my life, You'll be tuned in every day, every episode, you know?
I'm going to give you a word of advice now. And when you look back on this interview, you might have used it already, right? Get into acting. Get an acting agent. I feel like you have, like, pause. You have the face for acting, bro. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Like, I can see you in movies playing parts, bro.
Yeah. For 100%.
You might not know it now. It might not be a thing that's on your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you fuck around and, like, get an acting coach or something and become a huge freaking movie star, bro. Look at, like, Dave East and niggas like that, bro.
Yeah.
Common, different guys like that.
I'm gonna take that word, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if it was even a thought in your mind, bro, but yeah. I'm just putting it in your mind now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Consider acting in the future also.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. 00 in the building, bro. What you got next? Now, we're in the top of the year, 2024. What's your game plan for this year, bro?
The game plan for the year? We're going to take over. We're going to take over. And we're going to just, you know, I'm going to drop some audios, some videos, a mixtape. And it's going to fuck up the streets.
Any features and stuff that I could look forward to as well?
Right now, I want to make features, but it has to make sense, you know? I don't want to make features if we don't have the same goal in the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not just making music just to make money, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so if you want to take it to the furthest extent, when I talk about marketing and everything, that we can make music. We can do features all day.
Yeah.
You know?
Make it make sense.
I don't even give a fuck who it is in the city, to be honest, you know?
Yeah. Last question here, right? Because you say you don't give a fuck who it is, but it put something in my brain right away because the city's so crazy.
Yeah.
Would you work with somebody who was a former op of yours?
Would I work with someone? I don't have ops. Why do you say I have ops?
I haven't looked into the blogs enough to know if
I don't have ops. I don't have any ops.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, because rap is so competitive,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? I feel like at this city, if more people work together, we get more shit done.
Yeah. 100%. The city needs to push that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not against that. I'm not against people working. If people want to work together, that used to be ops. I'm not against that. That's them.
Yeah.
They should do that. That's going to make other people stop being followers and doing dumb shit and trying to make a point and, you know?
Yeah.
If that's what it takes for other people to set an example to push the city to be greater, I'm all for it. Why wouldn't I be, you know?
Yeah.
Anybody who's against that is just waste. They're just waste. Simple.
Yeah. Nah, man, 00, I fuck with your energy, bro. You got you seem like you have a very level head. You seem focused. You know what you want out of this game, bro. And I rate it, bro.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know.
Let the people know where to find you anywhere, whether it's social media, where to find your music, any of that good stuff.
You'll find me at 00boy on Instagram, 00boy on YouTube, 00 on Spotify, Apple Music, and yeah, 00. That's all you have to search up.
What song do you want us to lead out for our audio audience here?
Play Hold Me Down.
Hold Me Down.
You guys push that for the rest of the year. Get that to a million views, a million streams, all that, you know?
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Latinum. RIP Lil D. RIP Geo. And Free the Bros.
Free the Bros, man.
Yeah,
man. Another one in the vault right here. Before I get out of here, I want to give a big salute to the sponsors once again. Salute to Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Diamond Club_Canada. Salute to Steaming Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba. And Exotic Hot Pots. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Exotic Hot Pots CA. 00 in the building. I'm going to take us out here with the tune Hold Me Down. Let's go.
ADB, play that shit.
We love hip hop. We love hip hop.
Hold me down.
hold me down. Wanna see me down, all they wanna see me drown. I done came up all the paper and I held it down. All this pain up in my heart, they never see me smile. Got me thinking about my dollar, that it's been a while. All this anger building up, I gotta let it out. Every year I catch another case, another trial. I was almost at the finish line, I turn around. Just for gang, I swear it's getting hard to stay focused.
We love hip-hop.